Okay, Tevez Hashem, we're continuing in the 26th parakah Maseches Kelim. We're up to parakah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Kol makom shein chasu malacha. Whenever there's no malacha, further malacha that needs to be done in order for something to accomplish what it's meant to accomplish, machshava mitamason. Having a machshava is able to give it a status of tumah. If you decide that you want to use it for a particular purpose, and it can be used as is for that purpose, so it can become tumah right away. The kol makom sheish chasu malacha, but whenever there's something else that needs to be done, then ein machshava mitamasan. Then just having a machshava that you want to use it for that purpose is not going to do anything. Ela ha'utzba, except for a saddle cover. The cover, if you want to use leather as a saddle cover, it can become tameh even before you sort of retrofit it to be used properly as a saddle cover. So even though there's a maisa that still needs to be done. So oros mishneches oros balabayis machshava mitamasan. The Oros, the leather hides that Balabayis owns, the idea that he has a machshava to use it for something is enough to make it tameh. It can become tameh right away. V'shal abdon in machshav metamasan. But if it's leather that belongs to a tanner who sells it, his machshava is not going to be metameh, because when he decides he's going to use it for himself, even if it's already and it could be used, it's not going to be able to become tameh, because usually he sells it. So even if he decides that he wants to use it for himself, there's a very high likelihood a customer is going to show up and say, I want it, and therefore whatever I decided to use it, whatever the tanner decides to use it for, it's not long for that usage. Shel ganav machshava mitamasan, if it was stolen by somebody, the machshava of the ganav will be metameit, because he has no intention of returning it. V'shal gazlan in machshava metamasan, but a gazlan who steals where everyone sees, his machshava will not be metameit, because everyone knows who he is. So there's a high likelihood it's going back to the original owner. As soon as this guy's brought to justice. Rabbi Shimon Amar Chilif Advarim. Rabbi Shimon says no, it's the opposite. Shel gazlan machshava metamasan. If he was so audacious to steal publicly and mug someone in broad daylight, so then he's pretty confident that no one's coming after him. He's that powerful. But if he had to sneak around in order to steal, then his machshava will not be metame, because the owner doesn't have yeyush on getting it back when it's a ganav, because as soon as we catch the guy, we're going to get it back. Whereas a gazlan, I know who the guy is, and I still wasn't able to stop him, so I'm not going to be able to get it back from him either. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Zayin, we said that whenever there's nothing physical that needs to be done to something, just having a machshava to use it for a purpose, it gives it the status of tumah. But when there's something physical that needs to be done to it, then having the machshava is not enough. And the exception was a saddle cover, that even though it may need something physical done to it, machshava is enough to be metameit. And then we said that if you have leather pieces that a balabayis owns, his machshav is able to be metameit, but a tanner, his machshav is not going to be metameit, because he'll sell it to the next customer if the customer wants it. And then we made a chiluk between a ganav and a gazlan, which one's machshav is going to be metameit, but it's machlokas which direction that chiluk goes, which one is more likely to have to return it eventually, and which one is less likely to eventually have to return it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Chavav Mishnah Tes.